I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. 1 week after Hurricane Maria pummeled Puerto Rico, the U.S. Defense Department says 80% of the island's electricity lines are damaged and nearly half its residents are without drinking water. Members of Connecticut's Puerto Rican community are preparing to welcome family members to the state who are fleeing the ongoing crisis. Adrian Rodriguez says he grew up in a small resort community.
I was born and raised in a town called Humacao, which is on the southeastern part of the island, right in the area where the Hurricane Eye came through.
The 26-year-old first came to Connecticut for college and is now a clinical social worker in New Haven. We're sitting in a small coffee shop in Hamden. With cell towers down, Rodriguez says he has not yet been able to speak directly with his parents, but a brother in San Juan was able to drive to Humacao to be sure the family was okay. He says the neighborhood was hard hit, and it could be weeks before the lights are back and there's running water.
A lot of people who have families in the mainland United States are going to have no choice but to leave. I spoke to my brother, and he said, "Hey, Adrian, I don't know what's going to happen with my job now, so I may need to come to the mainland and live and work there for a while." Luckily, I was able to get a flight reservation from my parents to fly up to Connecticut.
Rodriguez says he's hoping his family can stay in the state until things return to some level of normalcy, but he admits he's worried.
I mean, a lot of uncertainty. This is 3.1 or 2 million Americans that are without power, without running water.
An expected exodus of Puerto Ricans to the mainland comes as the island's economic crisis has already driven tens of thousands of people in the past few years to leave in search of work. Diane Orson, WNPR News.